No, not Jim. You. Oh.
Father, by faith, I lose my life and my breath and gain your life and your breath for my daily life, which is my ministry. Ooh, yet not mine, but my Christ in me. Ooh. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh. Oh. I baptize this member of your new creation right down on his face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away his old life and washing in your new daily life, which is his ministry in Christ. Lay him right down. It hath been done. Oh, just move the throne over there and give me one. That's all right. Oh, right over there would be okay. Come on, brother. You want to move this way or you want to move your own way? You want to completely quench the burning that's in your flesh? And set up a safeguard in you to where you'll never slip back into that way of burning out there. Then follow God's plan, his order. You get outside of New Jerusalem wandering around, stumbling around. First thing you know, you're gone. You too, come on. By faith, Father, in your love, I accept the living body of Jesus Christ to lose my life in and gain your new life, which is my ministry. Yet not mine, but your life and ministry through me. It's yours, but it's his. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. In obedience to you, Lord, I baptize this minister of yours down on his face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away his old way of life and washing in your new way of life, which is his ministry. Lay him right down. Listen, did y'all tune my guitar down low when I brought it in a while ago? That's all right. Let's just get the throne back here. Y'all sort of scoot back in there. That's either way. Just sit it there. Come right on over here. My intention is to move everyone whosoever will accept into their ministry before we leave here. And move you farther than that. You ain't heard anything yet. Father, in obedience to you by faith, I accept to lose my old way of life and gain your new way of life, which is my ministry. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. In obedience to you, Lord, I baptize this minister of yours down on his face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away his old way of life and washing in your new way of life, which is your ministry. Lay him right down. It hath been done. Just put it right over in front of her there. obedience to you. By faith, I lose my old way of life and gain your new way of life, which is my ministry, your supernatural ministry through me. Now feel the Holy Ghost just come on. Oh, take away your breath. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize this minister of your new creation down on her face in the heavenly waters of the body of Jesus Christ, washing and burning out her old way of daily life and washing and burning in your new way of daily life. Lay her right down. It hath been done. Wow. What do you feel there, Bledsoe? How many of you believe? Believe? Why do you believe? Because the faith of Christ is in you. See, the Antichrist spirit wants to keep you trying. Keeps you in the flesh instead of confessing. Once you go to moving in confession, you got it made. He'll do anything to keep you from moving in confession of your Father's word, which your Father and his word are one, is one. You can't separate him and the word. When you confess his word, you confess him. And the Holy Ghost always answers to the Father. In obedience to you, Father. I lose my life. And my breath. To gain your life,
and your breath,
for my daily way of life,
which is my ministry.
Now feel the Holy Ghost come on you. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Father, I baptize this minister of your new creation right down on her face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away her old life and washing in your new life. Your new way of life for her daily life, which is her ministry. Lay her right down. It hath been done. Well, if you have to count, we ain't got enough. Y'all get together and let's make about 150-200 here tomorrow or next day. Let's get everybody moving and thing. No, you don't leave anyone burning. Everybody's ready to move from the least to the greatest. God said, from the oldest to the young and least to the greatest shall know me in this kingdom. Been mantling them that high. They can't. I don't believe them. I'd rather have them as you. Now, once you begin to move into your ministry, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Because you sit up there in your hard carnal mind and you fight me. And you fight yourself. You don't mean to. But you do. By the call of your carnal mind, the feeling of your flesh, you sit there and judge me when I minister the word of God. But a child doesn't. You know what they do? They sit there and say, that's God speaking through Brother Proof. And they accept that word and they move right in. And Jesus said, except ye become it a little child, you shall in no wise inherit the kingdom of heaven. You sit there and say, I don't believe that because I never saw it done that way before. I know the reason why you never seen it done that way before. You've been in the territory of Satan. You've been in darkness. Brother, I'd hate to to make a statement like that. Truth is truth. You're going to either move in light or of God's heavenly order, or you're going to live in darkness and suffer the judgment of burning in darkness. It's that simple. Oh, God, he's messed around long enough, ain't he? Father, by faith, in the name of Jesus, I accept to lose my life by faith and gain your life, your daily way of life, and your bread for my ministry. Feel the Holy Ghost just right on. So how do you, what do you do to say that for, Brother Pruitt? When I speak the word, feel the Holy Ghost go right on you, go inside of your heart, all you got to do is say, down and come on you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. There are not but one kind of people that never receive from the ministry of mine. And that's those that tried to believe me. Doing me the greatest injustice you ever did. Treating me as a religious preacher. I wish I could just believe, Blood Brother. Well, just shut your mouth long enough. Quit letting Satan talk out here and go to confessing behind me, and you'll end up leaving. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize this minister of your new creation down on her face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing in your new heavenly ministry. Come on, Martha, you and your sister there. Get them both. Not going to leave a tree burning. No, sir. Not going to leave one speck of fire in your flesh. Not anyway. If you simply fall in obedience. Well, I don't understand. I do. Well, I don't know. I do, so I'll understand, and I'll do it for both of us. Oh, that's what he said. If two agree as touching anything on earth, shall be done of a Father in heaven. You agree you need it? I agree you need it, and I know how to give it, so I just give it to you. Whoa. In obedience to you, Father, by faith, I lose my life and my bread to gain your daily way of life and your bread, which is my ministry. Feel the Holy Ghost just come on. Ooh, that's all there is to it. Ooh, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize this minister of your new creation down on her face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away her old way of life and washing in your new way of life, which is your ministry. Oh, lay her right now. It hath been done. Come on, we might as well get sisters together here. And right there. So how you pick them, Brother Pruitt? You know how I pick them. You don't have to ask me that. I look, the Spirit says that one, that one, that one. I get them. Regardless of age, race, creed, or color. I learned a long time ago, you don't go by outward appearance. If you haven't learned that lesson yet, you're in one terrible shape. Father, in obedience to you. Now watch the Holy Ghost. Come on. I lose my life and my breath. Gaining your life and your breath, which is my ministry for my daily life. Now watch the Holy Ghost. Come on her. Take it away from her. I administer it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. baptized, this minister of your new creation, down on the heavenly water, in the heavenly waters of your body, the body of your son, washing away her old way of daily life, and washing in the heavenly supernatural way of your life and your blood, which is your ministry. Oh, down she goes. It hath been done. You see, faith is a spirit. You confess it. Hath been done, the spirit goes. You've seen me do it. Come down on you like this. Watch it. Ooh. Something inside of me go poof. Something on you go poof. Something. Ooh. Oh, come on here, sister. Hey. Sister Randolph and I have been hollering a many long years waiting for you hard hit to catch up. Had an unspoken language. When I'd shake hands with her, hug her neck, both of us go, ha! And we both knew what we was talking about, too, because we're inside, ha! Father, in obedience to you, I lose my life and my breath the second time for to gain your life and your breath for my supernatural ministry. My daily life. Feel the Holy Ghost. Come on. There it comes. Whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, well, Brother Brody, he's a pretty good fellow, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay. You wait. You'll faint. Oh, in obedience to you, Father, I'm baptized, this minister of your new creation, down on her face. Oh, in the heavenly waters of your body, in the body of your son, washing out her old way of life and washing in your new way of life. Oh, in obedience to you, I say, it hath been done. Oh. I just want to know, how many of you really think I'm wrong when I told you a while ago that you didn't know how to live with daughters and sons of Zion? You think I'm wrong? You don't know how to live. And that's the reason why you're going to be taught. You know how, Leo, you foul up everything you know. I don't care whether it's violent child or religious pellet. You screwed up everything you tried to do. And you screwed up everything I tried to do in you, too. But now the unscrewing time has come, the gutting time come. I'm fixing the gut. I gonna leave you to sacrifice without gutting you, did you? I'm not joking with you either. It'll be the most glorious gutting you've ever heard of a sacrifice. But you have been gutted. That word of God, it searches down into the innermost parts of the belly, gonna cut your guts out. In obedience to you, Father. Whoa. I lose my life the second time. And your breath, my breath. To gain your life. And your breath. Which is my daily ministry. My supernatural life. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. never know. You know what it's been with Memphis, Tennessee, this church? It's been my pattern. God's pattern rather through me. I'd come here and feed you a little bit and you'd get rich. Not that I'd just have to cast you away for a while and you'd get just a drag. Oh, you would not get hungry and thirst. I mean, it's going to drag you in a half hour late. Or maybe in the service over, get arrested, go to moving around, running to the bathroom, ticky-ticking outside, right in the middle of Bible Belt and full of demons. Oh, in obedience to you, oh, I baptize this minister of your new creation down on her face in the heavenly waters of your body, washing out her old way of life and washing in your new way of life. Hath been done. Tell you another thing I don't want to hear out of you anymore. I've sat and listened to Satan talking out of you for years. I don't want to hear it anymore. When a situation or circumstance come up, well, I don't understand it, but I'm going to believe God. You're not going to do any such thing. Don't make that statement. That's the devil. He puts it all up on you. Confess the word of God. Don't tell me you're going to do anything. You're not going to do anything. You have already believed. You know where you got that jump, darling? Religious preachers. You don't believe I'm telling you the truth? Don't you tell me anymore you're going to believe God. That's Satan talking.